Let's move on to the next question about government finances. When we think about government finances, many of us immediately think taxes. We've actually talked about taxes already a bit here, but taxes are only one way to finance government. Fees are another means of generating revenue, sometimes a hotly debated means. Fees can be paid directly to the village or to third parties for village-mandated products and services. How do you view the use of fees versus taxes, the mix of fees and taxes, to fund the activities of the village of Little Chute?
Well, I know the garbage fee is the hot ticket, hot button right now. But really, there's not a person running for office. I don't care if it's village trustee, town supervisor, county executive, governor of Wisconsin. There's nobody that can make a statement that's, quote, will say, I will maintain the current level of services and not raise your taxes and or fees. Now, okay, granted, they could say that, but it's not a statement that they can live up to. It's not feasible. So when you look at what happened with the state government, and because of the debacle that they're in, they passed down levy limits to every community in the state. The problem was, in my opinion, the problem is that Little Chute was fiscally responsible. Little Chute was maintaining the level of service and maintaining a good ratio for levy limits. Then what happens in government is you get the one bad year. And you know what? Because we didn't increase the maximum amount every year that the levy limits were imposed on us, the one year I think we were at less than a 1% levy increase. Well, and 3% I think was the maximum. Because we didn't go to that 3%, that floating target number is now lower. And when we needed them, when we needed to utilize that money or that limit, that levy limit availability, we weren't able to do that. And I have a problem with state government who can't manage their books telling us when we can balance a budget every year. And granted, sometimes we use fund balance, but honestly, that's kind of what fund balance is for. But I have a problem with them telling us that we don't know what we're doing, but you spend more than you take in.
Just a question here about fund balance for the listeners. When you talk about fund balance, you're talking about building up, in essence, a savings account during the good times that you can draw down on when you have a bad year. Is that a good way of characterizing the fund balance for the village?
Well, yes and no. Yes, the fund balance is a savings account, but what the fund balance, how the fund balance is generated is because our department heads don't spend all of the money that they have budgeted every year, so there's a surplus. So, I mean, when you go in and you budget $100,000 for a new vehicle or a new piece of equipment and it costs $80,000 because we didn't need this bell or whistle or whatever, you end up with a $20,000 balance, so that goes into the general fund. That's just an example. But in a nutshell, that's what it is. It's an accumulation of our department heads being frugal, being cost conscious, and doing their job the way that it's, in my opinion, the way that it should be.